John Dingin's back here with you on the Prentice Ossipee Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And Buddy Powers, good friend and former Riverdale coach. We're going to throw that out there because there's a lot of good years that the Riverdale Warriors had under your regime. And you got one of your products here with you today. And welcome to the show, Buddy.
John, thank you. I appreciate you having us here today. And yeah, I got both my sons here. We had some great memories over at the reservation.
Let's talk a little bit. You did have some really great program. I had a great program there. Walked away from it, really, basically. And what made you kind of get back into what was the intriguing thing about the magnet school, getting back into it?
Well, I was out a couple of years, and you know, with the magnet school opening up, and my daughter was going over there, and you know, hopefully my youngest one gets in over there, and being able to be around them a lot, and also getting back into the baseball, that was the intriguing part about it.
Is it it's kind of a different world, you know. I always try to compare a little bit. It's a little bit like the Eagleville situation in terms of you've got all the high school and the middle school kind of together, and it's kind of one big family. Did that kind of appeal to you too? Is have a little more of a family atmosphere there?
Oh, it does. It does. Size, you know, it's great, especially for any type of program. You know, even school, a little small community there. You know, just take baseball for example. I'm able to get my kids in there in the sixth grade and stay with them for a long period of time, and that makes it really fun to have those kids around for that many years.
Buddy, you and I've coached a little bit, and I know you coached for a long time. It's tough on a family, isn't it, really? I mean, I know your wife and my wife have both kind of struggled in the early years when you probably wouldn't see much of us and wouldn't see much of you. But your priorities kind of change the older you get, I guess, don't they?
Oh, it does. And that's, you know, one of the reasons why I got out in 07. You know, my wife, I love her to death. She did, I mean, she wanted to see me. She had to bring all the little ones on up to the ballpark. And she never got to see a game. She, you know, she was chasing them around the ballpark. So, yeah, it is. Your priorities do change. And, again, it goes back to, you know, they love baseball, the family. And so, you know, baseball has been a big part of our lives. And, you know, and again, getting back to Central Magnet School and having the kids there. And, you know, just like my youngest, you know, if he takes after my wife, he has a chance to get into the school over there.
Yeah. So, and a big part of it, too, I guess, is building a program on your own from the scratch. Not a lot of people get that opportunity.
It is. And that was another part of taking the job. You get to start. It's yours. I mean, it's the first year of no other Central Magnet School, and getting to start that off, it's been fun. A lot of hard work. You know, people say, why do you want to get back in it and put that much time and effort into it? It's just very fulfilling to get in and work and get something started like that.
Now, little did you know you were going to be the athletic director, or did you? Were you interviewing for that? Did you know that that was going to be part of the job as well?
I did not, and it kind of fell in my lap.
Yeah.
And it's been
we
it's
principals
been good.
Do that, you know. So
you know, back to principals and administration, I've got two good ones, Dr. John
yes,
Ash and Mr. Ricky Parker. Those two have been real good to me and made my job really, really easy. But yeah, the AD job just fell into my lap, and it's been a learning experience. It's been a good learning experience, you know, and I've learned a lot about different sports, different folks, you know, instead of just the baseball crowd. I'm having to get out and you know, learn a little more about different aspects of the school.
Tell me what Central Magnet offers really quickly, if you can. I don't want to, you know, put you on the spot, but basically tell me the sports that they are offering.
Well, you know, we offer every sport at the middle school and high school level as any other school in Rutherford County. Football and wrestling, they co-op to Eagle. So, you know, we offer everything, and, you know, we're TSSAA, TMSSA, there's a great opportunity for kids, you know, academically and athletically at our school. So it's
they don't miss a beat then, really.
No, they don't. No, they don't. And we've had some success early. You know, we've had a couple kids last year. We had Carly Hackcliffe with the tennis to go to the state tournament first year of the school. And this year so far, our golfer, Abby Bergdorf, she made it to the state tournament. So we're having success early, and it's going to be continued success.
Well, tell us a little bit about the baseball team and what can we expect? Because I know you're really excited about the program and the direction it's going to go, even at this early stage.
It is. Last year we played JV, and as I was talking to you earlier, we have four teams right now, and we'll have five next year. We've got a sixth grade team. We have a middle school team, seventh and eighth grade. We have a JV high school team, and this year we're having a varsity high school team. We don't have a senior class yet. We have about 70 juniors in our school, and so we start varsity action. Excited, got a great group of kids, got a little talent in our high school group, and we go into 8AA. You know, 8AA is a tough district baseball-wise, kind of the cab, and those folks are in every year in the state tournament. So, but you know, our kids, we got a chance to compete. I know on the JV level last year, but it's JV. We competed with all the AAA schools, so that's I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and I was thinking when you're building the school is new and you're building a program. Baseball and is a little easier in terms of because there's all kinds of athletes. I mean, there's small kids and but to be a baseball player, you can be small and you can be big. You can be all those things and be a good baseball player. Not everybody's looking for size in the baseball arena. So that helps too, doesn't it, in terms of finding players?
Well, it does. It does. You know, at our school, you know, with the academics, the baseball, it's good mix. Another reason why I took the job over. You have an opportunity there with a baseball kid to be successful, and I think we're heading in the right direction. Then
it's a real thinking man's game, anyway, isn't it?
Oh,
baseball,
it definitely is.
A lot of people, the mental part of it. I know fundraising, and you've done some things. So tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up. I want to mention it before I let you go today, but tell us about what's going on. I think it's Thursday, isn't it? Thursday.
Yes,
night?
We have our one booster club at Central Magnet School, the Tiger Athletic Club, and we're putting on a fish and chips, which is Thursday. I know Monday. Pete's got his big shindig over middle. Then Thursday we have ours. We've got music. Very talented kids over at Central Magnet School. We've got our two or three different bands with our school kids, and we've got some outside folks coming in. We've got, I think, Bill Tipton. Some of you might remember Carl Tipton and Sophie. And
I talked Bill, by the way. Yeah,
We got Bill coming in, do a little bluegrass at the end, and I know Pless Nelson out at Nelson's Country Corners doing our fish and chips. So that is Thursday. We're going to start about 4:45, open the gates up, and we'll serve to dark. And price is 15 adult, 5 for kids. You know, folks are thinking about going to the football game. I think it's Blackman Riverdale that night. Come on by and eat, then go on to the football game.
Buddy Powers, our guest here on the Prentice Salsa Pigeonaire Coach's Corner. Buddy, where are you practicing? Where do you play? Tell us a little bit about that. And when we're watching baseball, where can we go to see the Tigers play?
Okay, and that's one of the things. Well, we've got challenges over at Central Magnet School with the athletics, especially with the facilities. And, you know, last year we've done a lot of things. I know with baseball-wise, with the high school this year, we're going to be practicing at Barfield. We're going to play our home games. We're going to play three at Middle Tennessee, which it's very exciting.
Great, yeah.
Very exciting.
Wonderful.
Chris Parker over at Blackman, and we're going over there for three games. We're playing two doubleheaders, which are our home games at Tennessee Tech. We're also playing a home game at Shelby Park. So we're all in this area. You know, eventually, hopefully, we're going to have something in the works down the road as a home field.
What does it look like on the campus? Because I know you don't have a lot of real estate. You know, it was a Central High School, and I can remember being there myself, going there, and the tennis courts, you know, had deteriorated and that kind of thing. They used to have the swimming pool and all that kind of thing. Are there plans in the development long range to actually have something right on the campus?
Probably not. You know, right now we're. Soccer setup is good. We've got the old football practice field. That's where the high school game field is, and we have a middle school field. With one gym, we've got, you know, have to be very with our scheduling. We've got to get probably 6, 7, 8 teams in there with basketball and volleyball, middle school, high school. So scheduling has been difficult there. So you know, down the road, it might be something auxiliary way on the gym, but that's down the road.
You do have a lot of places around you nearby, though. You mentioned Middle Tennessee that can help out in Barfield and those kind of places.
We have, and we don't know what's going to happen down the road with the long-range plans. But on campus, you know, we're probably landlocked there with what we can do facility-wise.
Of course, tennis is played everywhere anyway. I mean, it's played in the city parks usually anyway.
And Rutherford County and the city went in together out at Old Ford, and great deal. And that's worked out well for our tennis. Swimming, we go over to MTSU, and MTSU's been great letting us use that. And track the same way. We're working with the different high schools there. So we're having to juggle a few things there, but it's worked out well.
Buddy, before I let you go, again, it's a new world as the athletic director. You've never done that before. How much time has it taken, more time, or have you kind of fallen into it and really I can see you really love doing it? I mean, it's something that's a challenge to you, and I think you've really kind of found a little niche there, haven't you, other than baseball?
Well, you know, I've caught myself, am I cheating my baseball program? Spending time setting up, concessions for volleyball or concessions for basketball, setting those things up. It's been fun. It's been rewarding, as you just said, and exciting to see all the programs succeed over at our place. And, as we grow, next year we'll have our first senior class, and then the year after we'll be at full capacity. And
now, y'all are in volleyball now. Is it complete? I know it's early.
We're still rolling. It looks like we'll be fourth, fifth seed. I think we'll play in game with Cannon County, what it looks like. Girls soccer, we're fighting it out with Friendship Christian and Livingston Academy for the top spot.
Awesome.
The girls soccer are doing well, and just finished up the middle school season. So get ready to kick off basketball. I'm bringing Steve Willie out. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah. The Steve Willie coming out and going to take on the championship. There you go. Hey, you got a good you do. Speaking of personnel, you got Steve Willie. You've really got some good people working at Central Magnet, and that's a lot of credit, I know, to Mr. Ash, too. We've done a good job fielding a good group of people there.
He has. The staff over there is unreal. It's just a special place. And, you know, if a kid gets a chance to come over there, you know, college prep school, it really enhances Murfreesboro and Rutherford County by having this place here.
Well, buddy, don't forget now, October 13th, it starts at 4, doesn't it, basically,
4:45, okay. Right there, and we'll finish up the dark. It'll be out on the school old football field, soccer field.
So those Blackman Riverdale people that want to go watch a game, they can come early enough and then go over there.
And all the money goes to our athletic department, and just a whole lot of fun.
All right, buddy, appreciate it. And you've got some people over there now that can coach that may have not told you, so I'll get back with you after the show. I'll tell you all about it.
I appreciate it.
That Dr. Guthrie can coach. She used to do some softball.
That's it.
All right, Buddy Fires, athletic director at Central Magnet, and we appreciate him coming in this morning. And when we come back on the Prentice Ossoff Heating and Air Coach's Corner, we'll have Tom Crager of the Daily News Journal. He's going to be by to talk about, I guess, what we would call the season to this point. Stay with us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.